Dual Russian-Australian citizen arrested for attempting to leak Ukrainian military info to Moscow. By Christian K. Caruso on August 21, 2026. The Australian Federal Police, AFP, on Friday charged a Russian-Australian dual national for attempting to disclose information about Ukraine's military activities to Moscow. The arrest, AFP explained, stems from a broader investigation launched earlier this year. Investigators determined that the arrested man, through actions allegedly committed in Australian territory and offshore, attempted to provide Russian intelligence services with sensitive Ukrainian military information. Australian outlets and The Guardian identify the man as 27-year-old Vladimir Teslov, a resident of Victoria per the AFP. Australian law enforcement agents arrested the man in the Brisbane suburb of Sumner on Thursday night as part of an extensive investigation launched by the Counter Foreign Interference Task Force, CFIF. AFP detailed in a joint statement with the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, ASIO, that the man is scheduled to appear before Brisbane's Magistrates Court on Friday to face one count of attempting to engage in international foreign interference. If found guilty, the man faces a sentence of up to 20 years in prison as stated in Australian criminal law. Speaking to reporters on Friday, AFP Commissioner Chrissy Barrett detailed that as part of Operation Woodcreeper, search warrants were executed at residences in Sunner and Cinnamon Park on Thursday, with an additional three search warrants to be executed on Friday at properties in Brisbane's Springwood and Petrie Terrace suburbs, as well as a search warrant on an individual's in St. Lucia. "We will allege the 27-year-old man sought to provide information about Ukrainian military activities to individuals he believed were linked to Russian intelligence services," Barrett said, and added that a number of electronic devices and various items relevant to the investigation were seized and will be subjected to forensic investigations. Barrett further explained the arrested dual national allegedly sought to collect and communicate information related to Ukrainian military personnel, locations, and operations for the benefit of Russia. According to the investigations conducted by Australian law enforcement agencies, the arrested man allegedly traveled to Russia in October 2024 and underwent military-style training. He is believed to have maintained contact with individuals connected to Russian intelligence services upon his return to Australia in December 2024. The 27-year-old man allegedly traveled to Ukraine in May 2025 and joined the nation's armed forces, gaining access to sensitive military information, which he is believed to have subsequently provided or attempted to provide to individuals that the man believed were acting on behalf of Russia's intelligence services. AFP emphasized that although it is alleged that the man's conducts created a risk to the safety and security of Ukrainian military personnel, at this stage, there is nothing to suggest there is, or has been, any threat to Australia. However, the investigation is ongoing. "When I became commissioner in October 2025, I shifted the AFP's mission to defend and protect Australia and Australia's future from security threats," Commissioner Barrett told reporters. The AFP is a national security agency and has a laser-like focus on charging those who undermine Australia's sovereignty, whether they are accused of acting overtly or operate in the shadows on behalf of foreign principals who do not share our values, she continued. Australia's ABC News noted the arrest is not the first time that the Australian police force has accused Russia of being engaged in foreign interference in Australia. The outlet recounted a married Russian-Australian couple, Kira and Igor Korolev, were arrested in 2024 and accused of allegedly attempting to gather and leak Australian state secrets to Russia. Commissioner Barrett reportedly said that there is no known connection between the two cases.